This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 17th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day dawns in Jerusalem with clear skies and a gentle breeze, while Tel Aviv enjoys warm temperatures and sunshine. Haifa is experiencing a cool morning, perfect for a stroll by the sea. In the south, Be'er Sheva is starting off with a mild climate. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. launches fifth night of Iran strikes as Israel weighs scenarios for joining war, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, U.S. hits dozens of Iranian targets in sixth consecutive night of strikes, as reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, CENTCOM holding Iran accountable completes sixth night of strikes against military targets, Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour. Separately, U.S. hits airport bridges in Iran in escalation on sixth consecutive night of strikes, Times of Israel reported earlier today. And finally, Herzog to Saudi network. Happy about the attacks in Iran. No deals can be made with them, says Israel Hayom in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. John Spencer, a military analyst, posted just minutes ago about Iran's port of Chabahar, mentioning the destruction of its maritime control tower. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, summarized earlier today that U.S. Central Command completed a significant wave of strikes against Iran, targeting key military sites, marking the sixth night of such actions. Ihab Hassan, a historian, commenting just minutes ago, reflected on Hagia Sophia's history, expressing hope it will return to being a church, criticizing Turkey's conversion of the site. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating military actions, Ynet reports that the United States has launched a fifth night of airstrikes on Iran, focusing on infrastructure and energy facilities. Israeli officials are considering their involvement, though they believe Tehran aims to avoid further escalation. This situation raises questions about regional stability and alliances. Turning to the continuous U.S. military operations, JNS and the Jerusalem Post highlight that the latest strikes involved fighter jets, drones, and warships targeting Iranian military capabilities. With over 50,000 U.S. service members on alert in the region, these actions underscore America's strategic commitment to countering Iranian threats. The implications for regional security remain significant. Meanwhile, according to the Times of Israel, the latest strikes also impacted Iran's transportation infrastructure, including airports and bridges. Iran has responded by threatening civilian infrastructure across the Gulf states. The potential for a wider regional conflict remains a concern as tensions rise. Finally, in a related diplomatic note, Israel Hayom reports on President Herzog's comments to Saudi media, welcoming U.S. actions against Iran. Herzog's stance reflects Israel's strategic interests in weakening Iranian influence, highlighting the ongoing geopolitical shifts in the Middle East. The diplomatic fallout could influence future negotiations and alliances. On the economic front, first, America's renewed naval blockade leaves Iran running out of options, reports CTEK. The tightened enforcement impacts Iran's oil exports and foreign trade, straining its economy significantly. Separately, Walla Business discusses the gap revealed in Israel's national strength and civilian conditions. The index shows Israel as a military powerhouse, but civilian infrastructure and quality of life lag behind, posing challenges for domestic policy. And finally, according to Globes, guarantors are providing financial backing to political figures Bennett and Eisenkot, bypassing donation limits through guarantees. This highlights the complex intersection of politics, time uses 10 to 5 MS, and business within Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.